Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice visited Iraq Thursday, trying to hammer out a security pact that could lead to U.S. forces moving out of Iraqi cities by as early as June. In December, officials announced the 32nd Brigade Combat Team, with units in 36 Wisconsin communities, would be deployed in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Jackie Guthrie, a spokesperson for the Wisconsin National Guard, says Rice's trip to Iraq has no impact on the brigade's preparations.
The 32nd Infantry Brigade Combat Team is continuing to train for whatever mission our country may call for it to do, whether it be in Iraq or here in Wisconsin. So any decision to change their expected mission is really up to the Department of Defense and the President of the United States.
About 2,700 of the soldiers are just wrapping up a three-week training session at Fort McCoy.
The 3 weeks that they just finished is what we call individual tasks, which is everything from weapons qualification to NBC-type training. They're also doing convoy operations, urban combat operations, like clearing and entering buildings, you know, operating in a city-type environment, as well as offense and defense operations.
The brigade is on alert, but no mobilization orders have been given. They anticipate they'll be deployed early next year. Reporting in Nielsville, this is Paul Knopf on the Wisconsin Radio Network.